The science of it is not called the chibur, it's not called attached to after the wine. Right? That's what we said. It's mutar b'hanor, we said. It's only a shal to make it also b'shtiyah, we just said. Right? Yiduch shari. The top of the wine is mutar. That's what this man v'yam holds. But v'ikad v'yam, the second lashon is now amra papa. Ad barzo chamra osa. All the wine on top of this hole is all osa. Because by you holding up the hole, clogging up the hole, you're like stopping all this top wine to flow out. Otherwise, all the top wine would have flown out of the barrel. So by the guy holding it, it's called like his hand is holding up all that wine. Therefore, it's sort of like he's touching all the above wine of the barrel. Therefore, all that wine is also. But read the shari, the wine on the bottom, that even if the guy wouldn't have held back the wine, wouldn't have put his hand on the neck of it, still, the bottom wine would not come out. Like the hole, the neck it was on top over here. So the wine on top here becomes also b'shtiyah. But the wine on bottom, it's not cold, he's holding it. But this bottom wine would have never went out anyway. So now that's the halacha like this. Read of Shari. Omar Rav Yehem, Rav Yehem, he says, now listen, Kitanoi. Hajad is the machlokes tanoi. Rashidnoi, itma hod Rav Papa v'lav dir v'akoli. That where Rav Papa says, that Ad HaBarz is Chamro, in other words, the whole top is called the Chibur, the Stodim is called attached to it, and all the top wine becomes also, it's really Machlokes Tanoim. Why? Learn like this. Chov Yis Shenokfa, we have a barrel. Shenokfa, there's a hole came into the barrel. Now, Bein Mipiyo, Bein Mishuleho. Whether the hole came on the top part, Mipiyo means the top part of the barrel, Bein Mishuleho, whether it's on the bottom part of the barrel, where the barrel is sitting on, Obey me today, was it became a hole in this barrel on the side of the barrel. What happened is a barrel of wine, let's say. Now, Vinoga by Tful Yoim. A Tful Yoim, that means the person that touched the sheriff today, he became Tomei. Even though he went to the Nikvah in the afternoon, still he has Tumah on him, the Gant of Truma at least, until the evening. So, this was a barrel of Truma. And this Tful Yoim comes now, puts his hand to clog up the hole that the wine should not come out. Vinoga about Tful Yoim, so it says Tameya. It says Mashma, the whole barrel now becomes Tameya. The whole thing is Tameya. There's a good chibi here. We have Yehudu Aimer, though it depends. If Yehudu Aimer, Mitiyo, or Mishalea Tameya. If he touches the top part or the bottom part, then it's Tameya. But Mitzideo Toiro, Mikan or Mikan. If he only touches the side of it, then Lamaisa remains Tor. There's no chibur mitzdodim. There's only a chibur on top or on bottom. Rashi says, Nikva mipiyo hoyo b'chola yayin shalamato nasis basal elyon. The svar is, if you touch the top part, all the bottom wine is like holding off the top wine. That's also called a chibur. Therefore, you touch the top part of the wine, you make all the wine tummy. O mishalei nami. And you touch the bottom part of the barrel also. B'chola yayin nimshach achar anekev. Heavy chibur. That's called a good chibur. On top and on bottom, that's called a connection. The top wine is like being held up by all the bottom wine, and the bottom wine is holding up all the top wine. Avonekev mitzideho, but there's only a hole on the side of the barrel, and that's where the Tful Yoim touched it. Tahira. There we say mekan and mekan. So that's the Sifsa Machlokes Tanoim in this Svara. If the guy would only touch the side of the barrel, would that make all the wine on top off? Like the Prophet says, it's a Machlokes. Some say that on the side, we do not have a chibur. Since the guy only touched the wine on the side of the barrel is not called mechubar attached to all the rest of the wine. Therefore, here by the Tful Yoim, it does not become tamei. The same thing by Yain Nesach, the wine will not become osa. Yeah. Omer HaPapa says like this. Omer HaPapa, oy ve kechovim adana. Let's say a guy is pouring wine from the big barrel. The Yisroel HaKuva. And the Jew is holding the little pitcher. A guy is pouring the wine now from the dana, that's the big barrel, la kupa, to the small pitcher. So what's going to be if the guy is pouring the big barrel and the Jew is holding the pitcher? So cham rasa, in such a case, the wine becomes yayin nesach. The wine in the pitcher now is also even banor. My time, what's the reason? Ki kaasi mikoyach oivikachavim kaasi. The guy is pouring this wine. Even though the guy is not touching the wine, his hand did not touch the wine, but since he's picking up this big barrel now and pouring off the wine, that's what we always say, if the guy would pour wine from a bottle. The wine that comes out is called his koyach. It comes from him, and it's like he touched it, and it would be asa. I think by now we hold koyach is mutter. But at least it's asa b'shtiyah. The Rashi says here, Cham Ros Rashi Bano, Rashi says, Dino Nami Yain Shemozev Chavim Koichu Uvasun Aleichu Shemoichu Minim. Rashi says it's even Asa Bano, Tekash and Rashi. Usually we hold Sonia Asa Bishti, I will soon say. But call upon him this way, where the guy is pouring off the wine, and the Jew is receiving it, the wine is Asa. What's going to be the opposite way though? What's going to be Yisrael Adana, the Jew is holding the big barrel. He's pouring off the wine. And the guy is just holding the pitcher on the bottom and letting the wine come in, and then chamr shari, and then the wine is still mutter. The guy didn't do anything yet. The guy did not pour the wine, it's not his koyach. He did not touch the wine, and he did not shake the wine. But since the guy is only holding the barrel, holding the pitcher, that means nothing. Therefore, it's mutter. Now, we mitzaritz duday, let's say the guy, though, shakes this barrel. He tilts it, then also, then the wine becomes also. That's also called a shikshuch. If the guy is holding the pitcher, and he takes the pitcher, he really shakes the pitcher, and it's probably that he does with shem nisuch, then the wine becomes also. Yeah. Omra Papa says, yeah. Hi, Oivikichov, you have a guy. Didori Zika, he's carrying a pitcher, a flask. A Zika is a flask. That's a flask made out of leather, full of wine. And the Jew is walking in back of him, and the Jew is able to watch him to see that he's not touching the wine. So now, Malaya Shari, if the flask is full of wine, then the wine is still mutter. The Jew watched him the whole time, he did not put his hands inside the wine, therefore the wine is still mutter. Why? The loy mekarkish, because he's not going to shake it. It's full to the top, there's no way to shake it, it doesn't help you shaking it. But chasira, let's say the flask is missing, it's only halfway full, it's not full to the top, then also, then the wine inside is also. Why? Because Dilma Makakasha, we're afraid maybe the guy shook it up. Here we see clearly, we hold that if a guy would shake the wine, even though he's holding it in the flask, like the Gemara before, when it's in the pitcher, even though he's not touching the wine, but if a guy would take the bottle and shake the bottle, l'shei nisuch, that would be also. But as long as he doesn't take it and shake it, if he just moves it, then it would be okay. If it's not as that today, if he'd be in the house, and Yeshiksa would take the bottle of wine and just take it from the refrigerator and put it onto the table, and you watched her, and you saw the way she did not shake it, it'll still be mutter. It wouldn't be an issa. It's only also over there because you see the way the guy is being meshashich. Or else in the case of the flask, we're afraid maybe he was meshashich. Therefore it's also. But if it's full, that he cannot shake it, then the wine is mutter. So if you leave the shiks alone in the house, the main problem would be, we said, is that she'll take a shot, she'll drink from the bottle of wine. That's the shash. Because today, they're not always taking shiks, so they don't really go to the shash, the shame of others aren't there anymore. There's really a far-fetched shash altogether, but the mice, that's the way it is. You leave them alone, nobody's there, then it becomes also. As long as the Jew is in the house, there's mirsas, this much we're not afraid that she's going to mamish take a shot out of the barrel, out of the bottle, that then it touches her mouth, then the wine become also. And the frat, just in the shashachit, that's for sure we're not afraid that the Jew is there. What's going to be kuba? Let's say it's not a flask, a leather flask. Let's say it was a pitcher. It was a small pitcher that the guy is carrying now. So here's the opposite way. Malaya also. If the kuba is full to the top, then lamaisa it's also. Well, soon see, then we're afraid maybe the guy touched the wine. But why Dilma Noga? We're afraid maybe the guy touched it and you can't tell it. Like it's full to the top of wine, it's not closed on top, it's open. So maybe when you are looking on the side, he put his hand into the wine. See, if the barrel is full of wine, this flask, it's not the flask, if the pitcher is full of wine, then it's also Dilma Noga. But Chaseiro, if the pitcher is not full to the top, it's cost of missing something, then shari, then it's mutter. Why delay noga? Because then the Jew could watch him and see the way it was, he didn't touch it. And for shikshik, we're not afraid either. It'll spill out. Since it's an open on top, we're not afraid it'll fall out. Yeah. The Rashi says, kuba chasera shari, diyen karkash bekli pasuach. They don't shake a kli that's open. The Afrika of the Chidorin le yeshub le kirshah smat.
That even though when he moves the barrel, he shakes it a drop, but he doesn't think like that. He doesn't want it to shake. He doesn't want the wine to fall out. That's called shvad the kavanah. It's mutter. That's the chlukim. That if it's a flask that's closed, if it's chaser, then it's also afraid he shook it up. But here, where it's an open barrel, he will not shake it up. The wine will fall out. Therefore, it's only a chash here that maybe he touched the wine. If the barrel is full to the top, then it's also. If the barrel is not full to the top, then there's nothing to worry about. Then the wine is mutter. Rav Ashi says, Zika, if he has a flask, a leather flask, that the guy is carrying of wine, so Ben Malaya, or Ben Chasei Rishar, he holds whether the flask is full to the top, or whether it's only half full, still it's mutter. My time, what's the reason? And Derech Nisach Vekach, we're not afraid, listen, the guy did not touch it, the Jew was walking it back, he watched him, and it's closed on top. So it's not so easy to get your hands in there. You have to stop and really untie it, so a Jew for sure would see that. Maybe he shakes it up. No, it's not a derech shichshuch. When the guy is holding you in a flask of wine, that's not the way to shake up the wine. The derech shichshuch would be is to put your hands in there and to shake your hands around. But just to shake the bottle around here in a zika, that's lav derech. Yeah. But if the barrel is full to the top, then you have to be afraid maybe he touched it. But Nashmir for Shikshuk and Shikshuk for Kli, like, we're not afraid. It's not a Derech Shikshuk this way. Right. Matzra Zaira. You have a Matzra Zaira. Rashi says it means gas. You have this vat. And up until now, we learned the vats were, they used to trample on the grapes. Now you have a modern type. The modern type is not that the man has to trample on the grapes, but you put a bean, you put a nice heavy bean down on top, and that presses down the grapes. That's how you make your wine. So what's going to be here? Maritza Zaira. You have a press that you use a big bean. And you have a guy here. So, and the guy put down the bean. What's going to be the luck with the wine that comes out? So Rav Papa Shar Papa says, it's mutter. The guy did not touch the wine itself. All he did was he just put the beam down on top of the grapes, and right then there's no yayin there yet, so it comes out later as mutter. Ravashi v'temer Rav Simi Barashi Yomar Osa. They say also, they say the wine is also. The wine that comes flowing out of these of this vat is also. So it's like this. The koichai kuliyamalei pligidi osa, where it's a plain koichai, his power, that caused it to come out, everybody holds that it's also. What's the case? Let's say the guy himself goes on top of this big beam and his weight presses down on the grapes. So it's called his koichai. His body, his weight is also pressing down on the grapes. Everybody holds what comes out is also banor could be. At least also b'shti at least. That's called koichai. That wine that's flowing out is coming from his koichai. Rashi says, "Kuliyamu atliga the osa, because koyach is osa. He pliga. Where's the machlekas over here? The koyach koychoi, a second koyach, a koyach koychoi. Here's the machlekas that ika the amri. Yeah, koyach. Rashi says, 'Kagoyin shemagalgal hagalgal. He turns the wheel, and that makes the koyach come down. So this is going with your case when you're opening up the sprout. It's like a galgal here, like on top there. You're turning the wheel." And that presses down the beam. So it's not a direct koyach. Your koyach is moving the wheel. And the wheel now comes and presses down on the beam. That's the koyach koychoi. That's the machlokes. The wine that comes out from the koyach koychoi, is that also or not? That's one way to learn. And Ika the army, some say, the koyach koychoi kuliyamu lefligu shari. No, everybody holds this is mutter. If it's only a koyach koyach of the guy, it's not the guy's own power that's pressing down on the grapes. It's not his koyach that's making the wine. It's only a koyach koychoi. He's turning the wheel, and the wheel is pressing down on the grapes. That's mutter. He pligi with the machlekes over here, the koychoi. Could we know here the machlekes is his koyach alone, where the guy himself is standing now on top of the beam, and his weight causes the beam to be pressed down on the grapes, and that causes the wine. That's also machlekes, if koychoi is also or not. Gemara says, "Have the uvda the koyach koychoi
The also Rav Yaakov in our pocket. There was a mighty even Mekoyach Koychoi, and still the Lachar is in a Sosso. The kids said, whether it's Koyach Koychoi, still the wine that comes out. If it's because of the power, the guy is there, the one that's pressing down on the grapes, whether it's through the wheel that he's turning, or whether he's pressing down on the beam itself. Lamaistra, this Koyach is causing the wine to flow, it's causing the grapes to be crushed. And then there's a flow of wine, and we all, once the wine separates from the grapes, it's called yayin, and that yayin is flowing because of the koyach of the guy. It's sitting like the guy touched the wine, and that wine becomes asa. We pass the least it's asa b'shtiyah. Our co-partum is asa, you can't drink it. Banor, it's not like it if it's asa banor. But we pass in koyach, or even koyach koychai, asa the wine. It's as if the guy touched the wine. That a Jew should always be there helping the guy turn the galgal, turn the wheel. When you want to put down this beam on top of the grapes, even though a guy is helping you, but it has to be that the Jew really could do it himself. If the Jew could do it himself, and then the guy is only being Mesayaya, that's called Mesayaya less by Mamish. But if the Jew cannot put down the beam by himself, he needs the guy to help him put down the beam on top of the grapes, then it'd be Asa. That's called, you need the guy, it's called his Koyach. His Koyach then would make the wine, Yayin Esa. But opening up a sprout, it could be a sus. I'm not sure of myself. I'll look it up. I'm not sure of myself. 100%. I'll look it up. Right. Hahu chavita. There was a barrel of wine. Hahu chavita. There's a barrel of wine. The isko that it cracked. There was a barrel of wine here, and there was a slit. It cracked. Liorka, along the length of the